Tishbav, as we know, is always Parshas Devarim, and there are few connections between Parshas Devarim and Tishbav, but I think the simplest one, I'll be the pshat pshuto, is just that Devarim talks a lot about the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim is what happened in the first Tishbav, and everything else is galgal from there, the original Chet of the Meraglim. Now, in the Chet of the Meraglim, Moshe tells a whole story here, and Rashi already points out, and a number of them before deal with, there's a lot of stiras between the story of the Chet HaMeraglim as is retold in Parshas Devarim and the original story as we find in Parshas Shlach. Like, for example, everyone crowded around and said, let's send spies. Ben Shlach says that and another example, just will suffice with perhaps two examples. Over here it says, the spies came back, the Meraglim came back, told us it's a great land, only a good report. You know, Parsha Shlach, the spies came back with a very disheartening and awful report. What's pshat? So Rashi already, all the Mefarshim, you can have a million different ways to be Miyashiv the Stiras. You can always be Miyashiv Stiras. Right, Rashi says, well, first everyone crowded and said to send Meraglim, and then Hashem said, I agree, so now send it with my imprimatur. Or like when it says here that the spies gave a good report, it meant Yoshua and Kalev, who were also spies in Lashon Rabin. I'm sure there are probably other ways to be Miyashiv the Stiras. You can always be Miyashiv the Stiras. Story's always complicated. There's more than one angle, more than one stage and things happening. But the question is not how to be Miyashiv the Stiras, but like why it is that in Parshas Devarim, fine, neither of them are lies. Everything in the Torah is true. That's no problem. But why, with this particular angle appearance, say, for Devarim, one particular slant and perspective, which is very different from the perspective that we get in what seems to be the original story, in Parshas Shlach. So the Bali Musar say it is a Davar Pashat. Why this particular angle is in Parshas Devarim. Regardless of the technicalities of how to be Miyashiv the Stiras, says, who's Moshe talking to? Moshe is talking to Am Yisrael, who are on the verge of entering Eretz Yisrael, who have to make this decision, has to be and be mechazik themselves as to whether they're going to go for it or they're going to be afraid. Right? He's not giving Moshe to Hashem. He's not giving Moshe to the Meraglim. They all died 38 years ago. Right? He's talking to Am Yisrael. Now, and he's telling him the story. What can they do? You could say, well, it wasn't our fault, it was Hashem's fault. After all, since I did send the Meraglim. It wasn't our fault, it was the Meraglim's fault. They came back with a bad report. But those are not useful things. Meaning, finding who to blame for everything is not useful. It doesn't help at all. Right? Am Yisrael is not going to gain anything from apportioning the blame and decide how much is Hashem's fault and how much is the Meraglim's fault and how much is their fault. Well, it's like, yeah, you could, if you wanted a historically neutral perspective, go back to Parshas Shlach, combine it with Parshas Devarim, fill in all the details from the Medrash, and you'll have a story. But if you want to know what the point of it is, look, you have the choice. The Am, you could have done one thing, you could have done the other thing. You could have gone in, or you could have refused to go into Eretz Yisrael. You made the wrong decision. Now you're going to be in a similar situation. What's important is not how to blame everyone else for what happened. What's important is how to take achrayus for what happened and make sure to be mitaken in the future. And that's why Moshe says, who sent the spies? The people sent the spies. And leaves out Hashem's role. Who made a bad decision? The spies said good things, the people made a bad decision. Historically you could blame 10 out of the 12 Meraglim. Yeah, but that's not relevant. That's not a useful thing. They're not here anymore. No one's going to gain from that. And I think the point of Moshe's telling the story in Parshas Devarim is a very, very Pashat Musavart, which transcends the 9 days for sure, which is that it's our natural reaction whenever anything goes wrong, whenever there's a problem, to figure out how to blame everyone else. And that's not Sheker, right? Really, everything's open to interpretation. Who knows? You can always blame whoever you want. That's not Sheker to blame everyone else. But it's not useful. You don't grow from it. You don't accomplish anything. The only way to accomplish something and to grow and to build is to take a chrayus yourself and say, yeah, I know I could blame a million other people, but lemaisa, I could have done better. Lemaisa, I have to be mechazik myself, and next time, I have to be the man, and I have to do the right thing. And that's exactly what Moshe is telling Am Yisrael. And I think this is particularly relevant in two planes. Number one, you know, the Chet of the Meraglim is very far from a done deal. There's even in our generation, there's plenty you can complain about Eretz Yisrael, plenty you can be down about in Eretz Yisrael, plenty negative to say about Eretz Yisrael. And that's the question. The question is, can I blame everyone else in the world for everything that's wrong? Or can I say, like, well, what can I do better to fix this situation? And ultimately, this goes back to the Gemara in the Gittin, Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Charif, right? The Mikdash was Charif. What happened with Kamsa Bar Kamsa? We all know the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. That wasn't the problem. Kamsa Bar Kamsa, we could have lived with. The problem was all the Rabbanim were sitting there, and they didn't say anything. So why did the Rabbanim not say anything? What, they thought this was an okay way to act? The Chas V'Shalom. They were, they were all tzaddikim. They knew this was not a good midos. But said, you know what? I'm not the one doing it. It's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. Someone else will take care of it. It's hard for me, And they waited for someone else to do something about it. And all the Rabbanim waited for someone else to do something about it. And no one did anything. And it wasn't any of their fault. What do you mean? It was the guy who invited Kamsa Bar Kamsa's fault. But if you just figure out it's everyone else's fault, you don't do anything about it, that leads to the Churban HaBayis. And ultimately, the talk in the Churban HaBayis, what every single person has to tell themselves is, I don't want to repeat the mistake of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Not that I don't want to be the guy who threw him out of the Suda. Avada, I'm not a terrible, awful person. But I don't want to be like the Rabbanim at that Suda. I don't want to be someone who says, well, everything's everyone else's fault and it's not my Achrayus. But everyone has to take Achrayus, we've been talking things. If other people are doing something wrong, then someone has to step up. And whenever we look at what's going on, it's so easy to look at what's going on in the world and blame everyone else, which might be true, but not useful. The question, we see everything else going on in the world, is, what could I be doing that I'm not doing? How can I be even talking the situation? And let me think about how I can contribute, and not what everyone else's fault, not what's everyone else's fault. And if more people would take that achrayus, and would look at what they could do, not what everyone else did, then, Bezrat Hashem, we could be zocher, v'benyim beis hamikdash, v'meir v'yameinu, amen.